What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh man. Anyways, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, DP, we're back. Old school. We're gonna dive into the draft. I want to say it again. Hopes and prayers for the people at all, everybody that was affected with the weather today, but in particular Garner Industries took the big hit. So I wanna make sure to send some thoughts out to them, because we're very fortunate to be here and be live. And you know, look, I always look at it, man, like we're fortunate to wake up and walk and chew
gum. We're the storytellers in this thing. We're supposed to let people know and remind them, hey, listen, right. it's out there.
Yeah, those people, and, didn't, I mean, we knew it was coming.
Nobody thinks.
It's them.
Nobody thinks that it can find us or going to find us or it's looking for us. No. Shout out to the folks from Garner Industries, folks in Blair, Bennington, North Omaha. And in various parts of Lincoln. This thing is real. It's legit. Please take care of yourselves and others.
Yes. And anyways, the draft was last night. I think obviously everybody knew that Caleb Williams was probably going to go number one, probably all the way back. I think he told on the Bears a little bit. He said 5 months ago. Ryan Bowles said that he's been sitting on it for a week or something like that, or 5 weeks, right? And Caleb Williams was like, you know, it was about 5 months. So he went number one. There's some winners and losers last night. But I think that we talked about it, DP. Who were some of the players that were going to get picked way too high? We'll get into that. But who was going to be the team that was going to do something that doesn't make any sense? That you can't convince a NFL board of, say, like Ron Wolf. You put Joe Gibbs in there. You know, the guys that have always drafted, you know, Ozzie Newsome and all these guys that are known as Bill Polian. You couldn't convince one of them of what the Atlanta Falcons did last night. And so there's always one team. And we always thought, we said it was either going to be who? Chicago, the Commanders, or the Raiders.
Yep.
And turns out they all did the right thing. So then we got to have a dummy.
Here they come.
And we don't necessarily know if they're dummies, but in this offseason now, they hired a new coach. And if you listen to Raheem Morris's first team meeting, it was on point. You could tell why he was the pick. Maybe there was other factors why they didn't take Belichick, but you could see why he was the pick. Lock and step, Fontenot having a history and all that, been there before, fits Atlanta. Then they go in the offseason, right? And they kind of surprise people, where Minnesota asked Kirk Cousins for a hometown discount. He actually was willing to give him. Well, then his agent must have called, somehow got a call from Atlanta down there from Ludacris and Company. And he got a contract, 4 years, $180 million, $100 million guaranteed. Now, we don't know how much that hard cash is guaranteed, but I'm sure it's $80 million, because I'm sure he's making $40 million. Fully guaranteed, and 840 next year fully guaranteed. So They had Dylan Ritter that they drafted in the second round prior. So you think, like, okay, you got a starter. You got somebody that can that we put a lot of money into, right? You got right? If you watch the quarterback show, he showed flashes, but he just isn't ready. Now, who can – then they said, we'll get Kirk Cousins. He can help bring back Kyle Pitts. You got London. Mm-hmm. Who's the running back from Texas?
Bijan Robinson,
who's off the charts. Then they have the running back from BYU. Mm-hmm. That's a
catch and run guy.
Yeah, Lanier. And he's a physical guy. He ran for 1,000 years. So you have the guy. You have what you need. So Atlanta probably needs what? Grady Jarrett's a little bit older. Do you need an outside pass rusher? You know, you drafted well at linebacker. You got okay corners. Probably need some safety help. But you need a defensive lineman, right? Or an offensive lineman. Why do you need a defensive lineman? One, to sack the quarterback. You need an offensive lineman. Why? To protect the $180 million quarterback excuse me, that you signed that's just coming off an Achilles injury. Right?
Making too much sense here, GM Foreman.
Captain Kirk. So guess what the two dudes that get paid millions of dollars decide to do? And we're going to take Michael Penix, who I said yesterday I thought was going to be the best. I'm going to ask you this, DP. How does it, you know, I'm going to ask you yes or no if I'm off. I think that pick right there, right, for Atlanta, ruined two careers in 10 minutes. Why? Because I think now you don't get the best Kirk Cousins. Now he's looking over his shoulder, right? Because Kirk Cousins is going to get paid where he's a well respect. He could go get that money anywhere, right? And then now you can't tell me you have a legitimate plan for Michael Penix Jr. Mm-hmm. Because if Kirk Cousins plays close to what he played like in the last 4 or 5 years, he ain't getting off the bench. No time soon. And by the time you play him, you're probably not going to pick up his fifth year option. Because that's going to be $30 or $40 million. You're going to say, you know what? Kind of like Justin Fields in Pittsburgh. And then you don't have any film. And then you know what? There's going to be another quarterback coming. Am I way off or am I on target here?
Well, there's some other casualties of it, right? That if you're the premier young tight end in the NFL and you see mom and dad fighting, you're the owner and the GM are fighting. Because they don't know what's best for Pitts.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Right. So Pitts, no matter how this plays out, he takes a step back because he doesn't have a guy. He doesn't have a guy. You know who else is a casualty of this thing? Whose career may have ended? GM. GM got a conversation that his wife was texting him the whole time he was on TV. Baby, you good? You okay? You need me to come down there? You need what you need? Right. And then the owner, because you were in a space where you either conceded the power to make that decision and it went horribly, or you didn't know about the decision and it went horribly. You gave your word to some of your best players about what you were going to do and what they thought was best for the team. And it went horribly.
Yeah.
And then, oh, by the way, you've got a head coach that's sitting there with he's there. He just remarried, and he thought he moved up in the world. And he's in his house now, and the in-laws are at it.
Yeah, Raheem Morris looked like he was in the black version of Get Out.
Yep. What did you just do to me? What the possibility? And immediately, and it's always funny. So, again, you know, your media folks talk. And in the space, he just went, oh, man. And I hadn't thought of it, but he goes, oh, man, they just Brett Favre that thing. And he went, oh, they did. They did. Because when Favre was brought into Atlanta as the backup but the future, and they said, okay, but the real value is what we'll be able to get for him when it's time to move him will be greater than that spot. And he just went.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient.
Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
But that's not, but see, times have changed. And yeah. I was talking to Austin about this before, is that I don't think teams value draft picks anymore because they are turning over players so quickly. Like the fact that you drafted six quarterbacks in the first 12 picks or whatever it was, lets you know that you're so desperate. You'll keep drafting quarterbacks. I mean, New England, who notorious, we're going to get into Bill Belichick in the 5 o'clock hour. It can't draft to get out of their own way. But now you got Atlanta, and here's – well, I'm just looking at their depth chart. Just look at the – listen to this offense that we have here. Okay, you got Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a legitimate starter. Mm-hmm. Bijan Robinson, mm-hmm. legit. Mm-hmm. Tyler Algier, legit. Mm-hmm. Great backup. So good that they let Patterson go as the kind of – he was a running back returner, right? Great player, right? So, yeah. You got Drake London. Okay, I view him as number one. Darnell Mooney, legit number two. Rondell Moore – legit. Kyle Pitts, you want the best, right? Fullback Robert Burns, he's the only one on the roster, but he's a special teams guy and a blocker. Jake Matthews, pro bowler. Bergeron, first round pick or second round pick, legit starter. Dahlman, legit. Lindstrom, pro bowler. McGarry, who came from Washington, legit, potential pro. That's an offense right there where you're thinking why we got Kirk Cousins, because we can take over the AFC South and compete with Tampa Bay, right? We're going to be better in Carolina. We think we got a better offensive unit than New Orleans, and their defense is getting aged. Okay, we just got to beat Tampa, right? And we're probably thinking, oh, Tampa's fool's gold. Okay, now let's look at here the defense right here. Okay, we're going to start on the back end just so we can get a little hype. A.J. Terrell, legit corner, pro bowler. DeMarco, Halems, legit. Jesse Bates, pro bowler, big get from Cincinnati. Clark Phillips III, legit. Here, guess who's your backup? Mike Hughes, former first rounder. Richie Grant, legit. D. Alford, legit. So your back end's good. Okay, we're going to even say Grady Jarrett, stalwart. You can't get rid of him, right? Zach Harrison, I like him. Taquan Graham, ascending player. David Onyemata, ascending player, with even Eddie Goldman, who was from the Chicago Bears, legitimate starter there, as their backup. So you like the depth there, right? And you got Kentavious Street, who showed flashes last year. Now, let's look at these linebackers here. So if you ain't think about drafting, or even here's what you could have done, traded down, drafted a linebacker, right, or outside pass rusher, right? You could even got my man from Western Michigan, Nealon, right? We could have got him, right, Austin? Right? Listen to these dudes. James Smith Williams, garbage. Caden Ellis, double garbage. Troy Anderson, actually a good draft pick, led the team in tackles. Lorenzo Carter, who they got from the Giants, by the way, a Georgia Bulldogs, i.e., Terrell Farley, second university, good player. You could have got your need, but you chose to double down on a quarterback, talking about you, talking about the future. Hello, Fontenot. There is no future in the NFL anymore.
Future should be now.
There is. That's what I'm saying. If you're drafting for the future, you're drafting for you to get fired.
Is this possible? Is it possible in any way, shape, or form that he actually thinks Penix is better than Cousins?
No. Because here's why. Here's why I would fire you. If you are Fontenot and you come in there and tell me this, that you think Penix Jr. is going to start with a healthy Kirk Cousins after this year, so that means within a year, I'm firing you on the spot. Here's why. Then why'd you spend $180 million of my money?
The contract part of it is fascinating, right? Like because there were people, even without the Penix part of the discussion, still were fascinated by the whole Atlanta Kirk Cousins thing.
Right.
Like, we were just in Atlanta, and when you land at the airport, the biggest thing you see is a 20-foot billboard welcoming Kirk Cousins to Atlanta.
Right.
Like, this was supposed
you
to be...
You overpaid for Kirk Cousins.
This was the thing. And then immediately follow that question with the idea that, whoa, we need another dude.
You know what this reminds me of, DP? When the Raiders signed with Josh McDaniels, signed Jimmy G, and he was hurt, and it came all the way down to the physical, and it didn't work. I think Kirk Cousins is light years better than him, but then they have Aiden O'Connell right now. Here's why I would give them the caveat. Mm-hmm.
Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, well, no, I'm saying Aiden O'Connell last year.
Yeah.
Right? They got Gardner Minshew now from the Colts, or from the Eagles. Here's where I would give them a little bit of leeway, but this only happens in the NBA. If I drafted Michael Penix and I traded him tonight to the Raiders for a second round pick now and say a future first round in 25 or 26. Mm-hmm. All right, I like what you're doing, right? Mm-hmm. But that happens in the NBA. You know, the Timberwolves draft him. His rights will be traded to Charlotte in 2 days. This is an idiot move, man. I mean, I hate saying it because I wanted to work out for Atlanta. I like their team. But you just wasted an opportunity to improve your team. You could have traded down and got drafted. You could have traded out of the first round to save some money.
It's just bad. Like, you don't go into that draft with that as an option.
Right. And we got a good texter here, 6904. He said, Jordan Love was drafted as the future. It's different. You already had Aaron Rodgers, who was already with 1 foot out the door, and he is a Hall of Famer, established in Green Bay.
But Green Bay was better spot than Atlanta was.
That's what I'm saying.
Green Bay was in a contender's position.
Right.
I didn't like the move for Green Bay. I didn't like it.
Me neither.
I didn't like it. No, go get Brett Favre. Go get Aaron Rodgers. Go get all these quarterbacks, somebody that can play with them right now. Go get Kirk Cousins another weapon.
I loved it because it took him off Indy's board, but...
That is such a true statement out loud.
Real quick before we go to break, here's the problem I have with Green Bay when they did it. Is you have a Hall of Fame quarterback, and not once did you spend a first-round pick on something that he needs, tight end or receiver or lineman, right?
Yep.
But you went around and got his future replacement, which then forced you to make a decision between Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. If you don't get Jordan Love, right, and say you draft a guy in the third and fourth round and develop him, you got both of them. The history of the Green Bay Packers is different. But, yes, Jordan Love worked out. It does not work like that all the time.
Well, you burn 3 years of a good contender run.
Right.
Look, that's a huge sacrifice.
Right. And then you took away from other parts of your team based on what you had to do to investment. So, anyways, this is still a great text, though. But I think the Atlanta Falcons looked at themselves and saw Green Bay. The reflection came over. And you look like the Detroit Lions from about 10 years ago. Anyways, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin, quick break, quick segment at the bottom of the hour. Then we're going to get into Bill Belichick, his draft personality. Did we like it? Is it something in the future? I don't know. Anyways, we'll think. We'll get everybody on the text line. Let us know what you thought. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, DP, we'll be right back.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.